your fans.
Yes. I'd like to call to order the Health and Social Services Committee to order at 1:30 on Monday, April the 11th. We have four members present, Senator Myers, Senator Dyson, and Senator Egan's vice chair of this committee. We have one bill to come before us today. It's Senate Bill 119, Athletic Training License, and Senator Meyer is the sponsor, and he has a staff member that's going to come and assist you.
Yeah, if that's okay, Madam Chair.
Yeah, you may come to the table.
Madam Chair.
And you may take over.
Thank you. If it's okay, I'll just do a brief overview of the bill, and then
yes.
Christine Marisega and my staff will be available for questions or any things that I might have forgotten. Madam Chair, I appreciate you and the HES committee members hearing this bill. For the record, my name is Kevin Myers, State Senator from South Anchorage, and I want to introduce Senate Bill 119, which would require a license to practice athletic training in Alaska. This came to our attention when we heard a previous bill having to do with brain injury as it pertained to athletics, and then we realized that the athletic trainers themselves are not certified or are not part of a group or are not licensed, I guess I should say. They are certified healthcare professionals who practice in the field of sports medicine. It has been recognized by the American Medical Association. This profession plays a significant role in the management, prevention, recognition, and rehabilitation of injured athletes. And as people become increasingly more active, athletic trainers are a vital resource in administering immediate emergency care. As I mentioned, this bill was brought to our attention by the Alaska Athletic Trainers Association, and there's several letters of support from that association, and I believe we have some here as well to testify. And come to find out, Madam Chairman, Alaska is only one of three states that do not license their athletic trainers. So we felt like the time was now to bring this bill forward. Thank you.
Okay, and thank you. We do have a CSS before us, so we need to adopt that. Can I get a motion for that?
Madam Chair, I move we adopt CS for Senate Bill 119 /B.
And I will object for discussion purposes, and we may continue.
Madam Chair, for the record, my name is Christine Marisiga, and I'm a staffer to Senator Kevin Meyer. And with your permission, I'd like to go through the changes that you have before you from version M to version B, as in boy. All of the changes and any changes of significance are all on page 2 of the version M that's in front of you. Three main changes, line 11 and section 0807020 has been deleted. Parts of line 14 were also deleted, and also lines 19 through 26. And all of those changes basically address two main concepts. One is that there is only one certifying national organization for athletic trainers, and so the state would not need to come up with all of those other regulations that goes through it, because that particular national organization provides all of the continuing education, enforcement, certifying process, testing, all of that. So that just kind of makes it a little bit more clear that, you know, 47 other states do this. They basically refer and to that national certifying organization. And so we felt that we didn't need to have that in terms of making sure that we just want to make sure that, you know, the certifying process that already exists is acknowledged by the state.
Okay. That's the only changes there then. Okay. Any questions for the sponsor or staff? Here, none. We do have some people sign up to testify to this bill. And let's see, is anybody? We have someone from Fairbanks, so we'll go there first. Christopher Dean, are you there?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Would you like to testify?
I would, please.
All right, would you state your name for the record and give your testimony?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. For the record, my name is Christopher Dean. I'm from Fairbanks, Alaska, and I'm a member of the Alaska Athletic Trainers Association. Thank you, Madam Chairwoman, for the opportunity to speak today, excuse me, on Senate Bill 119, I'd first like to start by thanking Senator Meyer and the bill co-sponsors for bringing this bill forward. It's a very necessary piece of legislation to protect the athletes in Alaska, specifically the student athletes in Alaska, who have come to depend on athletic trainers to provide medical care to them. To become an athletic trainer is a very time-consuming process. It requires a minimum of a bachelor's degree of science, successful completion of a lengthy internship, as well as completion of a national certification examination administered by the Board of Certification for the National Athletic Trainers Association. Alaska is one of three states that does not have licensure for its athletic trainers. As a national association, we are working, and excuse me, as a national association and as a state association, we are working to bring Alaska into line with the other 47 states that have already passed licensure bills for athletic trainers. Currently, there is nothing in Alaska that prevents somebody from calling himself an athletic trainer and providing any services of medical care that people have come to rely upon. This bill would prevent that from happening, would ensure that there's a minimum standard of qualification and care available to all athletes who seek care of athletic trainers, and bring about a common medium for requirements to be an athletic trainer in the state of Alaska. Again, I thank all the senators that have supported us in our quest for licensure. That concludes my testimony today. Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and senators, for allowing me to speak to you today.
All right. Thank you for your testimony. Any questions? I hear none at this time. We thank you once more for your testimony. Brenda Shelton, are you here?
I am.
You're here. Okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Again, I thank you for the opportunity to speak. For the record, my name is Brenda Sheldon. I'm the president of the Alaska Athletic Trainers Association. I also would like to thank Senator Meyer for the sponsor of this very important legislation. And I am here on behalf of all members of the Alaska Athletic Trainers Association. Again, as it has been said, we are one of only three states that do not license athletic trainers. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, as well as the American Medical Association, we have a very unparalleled job description, one that not many have. We do everything from working with youths to professional athletes, and we make a lot of decisions. They have a lot of autonomy to them, and they're very important decisions. Very specifically to the bill, I would like to provide you some information concerning the Board of Certification. We have alluded to them as being the agency that would be overseeing the process of certification, and then not only that, but licensure. They are responsible, or have been responsible, for certifying athletic trainers since 1982, and they have two main functions. If you're an entry-level athletic trainer, they're going to make sure you meet all of the certification requirements. That would be attending an athletic training program that is certified by the Commission on Accreditation of Athletic Training Education. You can't just go to any college to receive your education. You have to then graduate with a bachelor or master's degree from this athletic training program. After that, you can sit for and must pass their certification exam. What the BOC then does, or the Board of Certification, is makes us reapply for our certification every 3 years. At that time, we must pledge to adhere to our standards of professional practice. We must submit a certification fee. We must demonstrate our ongoing certification with CPR and AED training. And lastly, we must demonstrate that we have completed, and we must report our continuing education requirements, which at this time are 75 hours every 3 years. That is the role of the Board of Certification. Lastly, let me answer a question that you all might have. You might be asking why we are coming to you for licensure, and I would like to give you my personal answer. I take great pride in being an athletic trainer and understand the responsibility that comes with it. I expect anyone using the title athletic trainer to uphold the highest medical and ethical standards when taking care of Alaskans. Licensure demonstrates quality and professionalism. So in summary, I would like to say that Senate Bill 119 enhances the profession of athletic training and assures all Alaskans that their health care provider adheres to the highest medical and ethical standards. I thank you for the opportunity to speak and conclude my statement.
And we thank you for your testimony. Any questions? None at this time.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
All right, thank you very much. We do have someone in the audience from that I'm going to ask to come up, Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. Don, what is your last name?
Cavalier, Madam Chair.
Okay, thanks for pronouncing that. I couldn't make out exactly how I was supposed to say that.
I'll change it to Smith.
Yeah, I know you came to ask the questions, but I think maybe we might have some questions. Ms. Bill, when it came to us, it had zero statistical note on it. But now I see we have picked up one here. Were you aware of that?
Yes, Madam Chair. I have some questions on that.
So I thought you might. That's why I wanted him to come up.
Madam Chair, then for the record, my name is Don Habiger, and I'm with the Division of Corporations, Business and Professional Licensing.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Don, for joining us today. This fiscal note it doesn't require any general fund money. It's all paid for by receipt services. What's that RSS stand for?
Receipt supported services.
Yeah, that's it. Receipt supported services for $69,000. But in order for this group to meet that dollar amount, they're going to have to pay a pretty hefty annual fee. Now, does the CS knock that fee down somewhat?
Through the chair, Senator Myers, yes, we got the CS a couple of hours ago, and so I won't have a precise answer, but I think I can maybe give some ideas that may be helpful at this point in time. Looking at the regulatory process from the first bill version, it looked like the division had to make a number of substantial decisions on what minimum qualifications are. We are incapable of doing that without additional help, thus the first fiscal note. The second one allows us to use a national standard. That national standard is similar to geologist certification in our state, for example. There already is an organization, a body, that says if you meet these criteria, you can be a geologist. We accept that, and that licensing fee is $50. It's like audiologists, and I looked at them, and they are similar. We accept a national standard. And because we are just essentially relying on the applicant to prove that they've met those standards, and we're kind of, if you will, checking the box, that is much less expensive. All of a sudden, I forgot that fee, but I think it was $50 or $100 or something like that. So I think we're heading in the right direction in that regard, and if you help us with, looking at other certifying bodies and accepting that information, I think we can get you, or we can help in where you want to go.
Other questions?
No, Madam Chair, I appreciate those comments because the original fiscal note, they were going to have to assess themselves, I think it was $1,400 a year. Did I read that right? Yeah.
4,500
every 2 years. So I guess that's 725 per year, and what they were suggesting was that, that the most they could afford is 100. So it sounds like this CS gets us closer to the ballpark, because again, if we can't get the number down, then I don't think they could afford to, do something like this, which I think behooves not only them but us to have them licensed. So it sounds like we're heading in the right direction, Madam Chair, is what I'm trying to say.
Okay. Any other questions from members? It has another referral before it even go to finance. I'm sorry, I didn't see your hand.
Sorry, Madam Chair, just briefly to add on to the fees. From the letters that we received from the Alaska Athletic Trainers Association, it talks about $100 biannual fee and then a $50 a year fee for licensing, and they're talking about it's not cost prohibitive. So when they're talking about that, it seems to me like we'd have a heck of a lot of trainers to get up to that fee, to get up to that amount. And they're talking about that Alaska, again, is one of only three states that does not license athletic trainers. And in previous discussions, I was told that it was going to be a $50 annual fee and assessed on themselves, and I'm just confused about why all of a sudden the department's coming back with that figure.
Through the chair, Senator Egan, we did sit down with the group's lobbyists, if you will, and a number of those that are interested in this legislation. They gave us a work draft. The work draft, at least that we saw, I'm going to say about a month ago, was kind of different, if you will, from what we saw coming out that we had to look at and put the fiscal note on. Giving that disparity, we were giving a fiscal note that we thought was appropriate to the legislation that we had in front of us that, if you will, was introduced. One of the issues that the committee should be cognizant of is that any program that we have that is new, it has to go work with our database. Unfortunately, our database is Oracle-based, and I don't really know what that means, but when I talk to IT staff, they consider it as close to the fossil records, so that it is, if you will, ancient, and it needs to be upgraded. If we have to incorporate this program into that database, you saw a fairly significant fee attached to services. And part of that is trying to incorporate, old language, binary language, whatever it is, into what we have. Now, if the licensees are willing to work with the department and allow us to get our new database, which is probably a year away or so, on a good day, then we could probably reduce that cost, because things are being written for the new programming, and yet if we have to insert today, like we have to make a decision about the cost of the bill that we had, it was fairly expensive.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. Any other comments? At this time, there is no finance on the bill because we didn't have this fiscal note, but it has another committee or referral to go to commerce. So I guess that note could be addressed because once it's read over with this note, it's going to be signed another committee.
There's no way to avoid the finance committee, and that's fine. It's going to have a fiscal note of some sort. This will give us some time too, because, what Don had suggested was that he needs an opportunity to rerun the new fiscal note with the new requirements, and the requirements are much less on his group. So he thinks the fiscal note will be more like, perhaps more like the geologist and audiologist at $50 a year, and then you don't know what the initial startup cost would be. You know, it just depends on if it's this year versus next year. But again, you'll run those numbers as well. So,
through the chair, yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah.
The only other question that I have, the group is still willing for this to go forward, even with the additional? Yes. I see shaking of heads back there. So, is there anyone else that signed up to testify for Senate Bill 119? Hearing none, I'm going to close public testimony at that point. We are closed on public testimony. What's the wishes of the committee as far as this bill is concerned? I think pretty much as far as what my committee needs to be assured of, and I think this is a good thing to move forward with the licensing, that we should probably move this out of my committee. We're running short of time, and also it's picked up another committee or referral. The sooner as we could get it out of here, the better off they are going to be in order to get this moving along. So what's the wishes of the committee?
Well, Madam Chair, I was just going to say, I think it goes to Senator Egan's committee next. So
I understand that, and he also has the option of making a motion saying
yes,
that we could move it.
Wave. No.
You don't wave it out of my committee.
Not of mine. Sorry, Madam Chair.
You can wave it out of the next.
Madam Chair, I move committee substitute for Senate Bill 119, version backslash B, to the next committee of referral and attached fiscal note. New fiscal note.
Yes, and individual recommendations, okay.
And individual recommendations.
All right. Thank you very much. We'll just take an at ease while we get the signatures. And once we're through with that, we'll come back and adjourn because we have no other bills to come before us today. And I want to thank the committee for being here so that we could take care of this important piece of business today. That was some discussion while we were off. If there's a statement to be made by Senator Dyson, did you want to go on record with it?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair, and I appreciate Senator Myers bringing it forward. I spent quite a bit of time with some of the folks advocating for this bill and who are professionals in the area, and the stakes are high, and not only because of the severity of the injuries, but that the injuries are hard to detect. My concern was, how about hundreds, probably thousands of part-time volunteer coaches around the state?
Yeah.
And teachers who are coaching part-time, but that's, you know, other duties as assigned. And folks that are pushing this, that are professionals in the area, had good answers. And basically it's to refer to whatever local medical help is available, and the very concerted effort to get those folks trained up and capable of doing some analysis and knowing what they're not qualified to do so they can pass it on up the decision tree. And anyways, it satisfied my criticism, or not criticisms, but questions.
Concerns, yes. Thank you very much. With that, we're going to adjourn.